Well, let's find out more about the weather that's key to this day being declared a catastrophic day, the conditions as catastrophic, and what's going to come next. Brett Dutchke is the senior meteorologist at WeatherZone. He joins me. Brett, describe the weather conditions we're seeing across New South Wales today.
Well, it's at its most intense over central parts of the state, so that includes Sydney, Central Coast and Hunter, where fire danger has reached catastrophic rating in some parts. Cooler change has significantly reduced the fire danger on the south coast and southern part of the Illawarra. Change is just about at Kiama at the moment. Change is really quite a significant one on the coast, but it's a much weaker change inland. So we can expect the change to travel along the coast, north along the coast, and reach the Hunter during the evening and the mid-north coast late evening and early hours of tomorrow morning. But the change will die down the further north it goes. So whilst it's cooler change and it's a wind change, it's not bringing anything in the way of showers, although it is increasing the humidity a little just on the coastal fringe.
Well, I guess every little bit helps at the moment. I mean, you sort of expect a cool change. This is going to be better for the fireys, but they're telling us that they're expecting this will worsen the conditions. Is it the wind that's coming with this change that's the problem?
Yes, absolutely. For most of the coast, the strongest winds today are with that cooler southerly change. So even though the fire danger will drop with that change, it's going to be a rapid change in direction of any ongoing fires. So very problematic. And that change is also working its way across western New South Wales. It's got to the far northwest, it's got to Cobar, and it's almost got to the Dubbo area. So for the inland areas, it's a very dry and gusty change.
So what do we expect going a little bit further into the week, you know, tomorrow and on from there?
Well, even late tonight, the fire danger is still quite high on the north coast of New South Wales. The change getting there just after midnight near the Queensland border. And then tomorrow we'll see winds significantly drop off right across the state. It looks like a dry day almost throughout. There is a small chance of just the odd shower about the northern ranges, but there's not going to be any relief from that. Too little rainfall to have any impact on the fires. And it looks similarly calm on Thursday, although beginning to warm up again. And the next warmest day looks like being Friday, northerly winds developing. But thankfully, those northerlies and northwesterlies aren't going to be nearly as strong or as dry as what we've got today.
Okay, thanks very much, Brett. Brett Dutchke is the senior meteorologist at WeatherZone.